SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If all goes according to plan, we are on the cusp of the release of the first group of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. A truce agreement sets the stage for the release of some captives by both sides over the coming 4 days.
The halt in fighting promised some relief for Gaza's 2.3 million people who have endured weeks of Israeli bombardment. It also provided some reassurance to families in Israel, fearful for the fate of loved ones taken captive during Hamas's October 7th attack. As part of the agreement, dozens of hostages held by militants in Gaza will be released in return for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The ceasefire kicked off at 7 a.m. local time and is to last at least 4 days. I'm Karen Chamas.
And 13 people, women and children included, are to be let go by Hamas today. Israel says it will be releasing 39 Palestinians, 24 women and 15 teenage boys today. Also at SRNnews.com, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland overnight amid rioting stemming from the stabbing of 3 young children and 2 other people. Well, now that Thanksgiving is behind us, correspondent Rita Foley says that for a lot of Americans, it's ready, set, shop.
The unofficial start of the holiday shopping season kicks off on Friday, but retailers are concerned that you may slow down your spending this holiday season. Consumers have more credit card debt now, and dwindling savings. And of course, there's inflation. The National Retail Federation, though, does expect shoppers to spend more this year than last.
And Wall Street is back at work today for an abbreviated trading session post-Thanksgiving. The bond markets will also be closing early today. And checking Wall Street now, the Dow is up 51 points, the Nasdaq trading 9 points lower, and the S&P is down 18 points. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats moved to enshrine abortion in the state constitution.
The party won big in this month's off-year elections, and it's wasting no time in promoting one of its key issues. Democratic lawmakers have begun the process of amending the Virginia Constitution to guarantee abortion and protect it from any pro-life limitations. State law already allows the procedure up to 26 weeks of pregnancy, with broad exceptions after that for health concerns. Pro-life advocates say they will fight the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, and birth control. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams accused of assaulting a woman long before he was mayor. That's a charge that Adams denies.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
People in Livingston, Kentucky have gone home now that a fire at the scene of a chemical train wreck has been extinguished. 2 of the 16 cars that derailed carried molten sulfur, which burst into flames when the cars broke apart. SRNnews.com.